BOE back in session. BOE 332. This is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have an appeal or a couple of appeals on the docket for this afternoon, but we were able to get to them this morning. Is it too early, or could we possibly talk about those now?
Yeah, you can. I'm driving, which is fine.
Okay.
I don't have my information in front of me, but
well,
we can do it.
All right. Let me see if we can resolve these. Are you a resident of Taney County, or do you just have a couple properties down here?
Yeah, I just have two properties.
Okay, are they both nightly rentals?
They are.
Okay. Did you just appeal the change in classification? You're not appealing value, or have you appealed both?
I appealed both. If you look at my notes, I outline them by bullets.
Okay.
I filled the classification pretty much just like everyone else is. Other than my argument would just be, and maybe this argument has been broached already, but my argument would just be that I'm not even running them 50% of the time. So, you know, I understand that they're moving to 75% residential on your first property and 25% commercial, but they're really not commercial. I mean, they're not 100%.
Okay.
So that was the first, and then the second was I was appealing the increase because I'd gotten one assessment and then followed up by another one just a few days later with an increase.
Okay, the Branson Canyon properties, were those that you got with the developer at all, or what?
I'll have to look at this 188 Forest.
Okay, the assessor's here. She's looking up the. I want to first address the value. I will tell you about the classification of what we've been doing. You probably heard, but basically, if you have your first property that you have that you put in a nightly rental program, we've been giving a pretty significant break. We do 25% commercial, 75% residential. Just assuming that you, family, or whoever are going to use it some, but that gives you, you know, like 39 weeks worth of residential use. So it's a pretty significant cut on the first one. But if you have more than one, we classify them as 100% commercial. But, you know, between the two, if you're renting them both out, the break we're giving on the first one probably makes up for it.
What I want to make sure of is that the property that I want 75 and 25 is the one that I've owned the longest anyway, and it's the one that's in Branson Canyon, so it's
right,
the 7th.
Right, right. It's the more valuable one, we understand. The assessor has some information.
So the impact card that he was sent shows him going on 22 from 338 down to 311 in 23, so he was discounted.
It was actually, your value was actually reduced on the one that you've owned, the more valuable one.
I think the other one went up.
Okay.
I think I might have put that on there.
That's in Point Royale.
It is.
We
just haven't done anything to improve it to that assessment value. That was just my opinion.
Okay, well, let's have the assessor look at it and tell you how. That looks like BOE 333. Okay, so you're not appealing valuation on 332. I'll go ahead and make a motion on that one while she looks up the information on the other one. As to BOE 332, I'd make a motion that we... you said you didn't appeal valuation on that one, or do you know?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Okay, but you're not arguing valuation or discrimination. You just want the change in classification on that one.
Correct.
Okay. On BOE 332, I would make a motion to deny any change in value or classification, grant a classification of mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that takes care of the 180 Deep Forest property. The assessor is looking at the valuation on BOE 333, which is the Point Royal.
Okay. So 134 Mulligan Lane.
Yeah.
Okay. It says he went
just
up.
From memory, I thought I put some comps in there.
He went up 13.86%.
Mine was assessed the highest amount, I believe.
I guess when they reassessed, they found something they'd missed because it only went up 13.86%. So.
It's Mulligan Lane.
What does it say what that was?
I am looking. That would have been a sketch.
Thank you for doing this early, and just bear with us for a minute.
Yeah, no problem.
That, like I said, that would have just been a sketch, and then they pushed the recalculate button, and it brought it to that, so... pretty minimal.
It's a correction for measurements, etc.
Yeah.
Okay, what about his statement that it's higher than the other properties around him? What are you showing? Are the other properties around you identical or just similar?
No, there are some that are identical because they're in like a four unit building is what it is.
I'm looking at Beacon for this. 134.
Okay.
I'm not seeing his comps. Maybe they're in the other folder.
I'm not, okay, price per square foot. Everybody in that building is between $69.98 and $71.75.
A square foot?
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is Billy Garner. No, 3.02.
I'm sorry, I didn't even ask who I'm talking to,
yeah.
Did I?
Sure, that's okay. This is Don Phillips.
Don Phillips, okay.
So,
18,000. I have to do a different search because it's not coming up the correct thing. So, TJJ.
She's still searching, just a second.
Me too.
Okay.
So,
he's talking about is, but the comps, were the comps sales comps?
These are sales comps, yep.
So again, they're all within less than a dollar for the condos. It's four units in a building.
Okay, and Mr. Phillips, so you know, our board consists of a banker, a lawyer, and a real estate broker. So we've got a pretty good idea of what's going on in the county and the places you're talking about. So we wanted to make sure that we looked at the properties around here, and it looks like almost all of them are pretty close and pretty identical. I mean, obviously, there's always little differences in a property, but I'm not...
He's at 7130 a square foot. The people on either side of him are at 7175. And the one guy down at the far end is 6998. So I don't know what the difference is, but that's where he's at.
Okay. Jerry, are you seeing anything?
I am not. The appraised value she has looks correct to me on this one.
Okay. Mr. Phillips, do you have anything else on that one?
It's below market.
I don't. I'm fine with doing this earlier, but I just don't have my notes in front of me, so I'm going to have to take you at what you're seeing.
Okay. Well, and understand, Don. I mean, you have every right to. I mean, we can try to call you again or get those notes in front of you if you need to. But I think from what we're seeing on sales and comps and everything else and the square footage assessment that the assessor has just laid out for the one units next to you, which are even their pricing are at a higher rate, I'm not seeing that the value is out of line. So I'm not sure we have, unless you think you've got something else, I'm not sure that we have any basis to drop the value, because it's probably well under market value as well. Which is really
no. So what I'll do is I'll just review my notes again, and if I have any differences, I'll follow up that way, and if not,
okay,
we'll just move forward.
Well, this is our last day of BOE, so we have to make a decision. So that's what I'm concerned about. If you've got something that you want to get to me, and you don't want us to rule on this yet. I mean, you can always take it to the State Tax Commission if you think you've got something else, of course, if you don't like our decision. But if you want us to consider something else, then what time can you get that?
Yeah, so on the Mulligan property, it's minimal. So I'm not going to worry about it too much.
Okay.
So if you want to make a decision on that, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I guess what I would want to do is go on the record stating that I do disagree with the classification of 100% rental, whether it's your second property or your 30th property, just because it's not 100%. Just want to go on the record for that.
No, I'll
certainly abide by the decision that's made.
Yeah, and let me make it clear, as a citizen, you know, with the county as well, citizen board here, I mean, we know that no decision is going to be perfect. We've come up with this, which allows, like I said, 39 weeks worth of residential use, the first one. So any complaints that somebody's using it for family, you know, or, you know, using all of them for family, stuff like that, this only comes into play if you put it in a rental program, nightly rental program. So it doesn't affect long-term, doesn't affect lake houses, which you don't put in a rental program, that kind of thing. And anyway, we've done the best we could with our decision. Hopefully we were going to have an answer out of the State Tax Commission or the legislature soon so that we can just apply that, but we don't have it right now. That's the rule we've been using with everybody. As to BOE 333, I would make a motion that we deny any change in value or classification or discrimination.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You'll get a decision within a few days. As I said, if you want to, you can take that up to the State Tax Commission and ask them to make a different decision on it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Right.
I appreciate your time.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
On BOE 321, there's a phone number for you to call.
Sorry?
Thank you.
As to what? BOE?
321, Life Abundantly.
Okay, that was...
You tried both their numbers and neither answered.
Right. I'm just...